Performance art takes many forms: concerts, dance, plays. The permutations are endless. All that's required are a venue and performers. Lovesick, which plays at Berkeley's Osher Studios through February 12th, and at Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts from February 23rd to March 12th, doesn't fit any specific niche. It isn't quite a play, and it's not quite a concert. Produced by Berkeley's Jewish Circle Theater, Lovesick takes the form of a narrative, with dances and songs and, woven throughout, original Middle Eastern-flavored music performed by a tight group of instrumentalists, two drums, one guitar, a bassist, a woodwind, and a string instrument called a kanun, a 76-string zither dating back to the 14th century. The story tells of a woman who lived in an unhappy marriage with an older fishmonger in Jerusalem, who suddenly starts to receive anonymous love letters. Those letters paraphrase the semi-narrative of the biblical Song of Songs. Lovesick is told from the point of view of the woman, played as crone and young bride by a remarkable performer named Ofra Daniel, who also wrote and adapted the material. But really, the story is simply a clothesline to string together the music, dance, poetry, and songs, some of which are in English, some in Hebrew, sung by Ofra Daniel, the musicians, and a chorus of four remarkable women. The stage is mostly bare, save for crates that are moved around to become a variety of locations, and a raised platform to play the ancient instrument. The performers, the singing, dancing chorus, and musicians, and the narrator are constantly in motion. Nothing ever really stops for more than a minute or two, including the music, which takes center stage and also serves to underscore the poetry. And it's the music that lies at the center of the piece, led by kanunist Ali Paris, who also sings the role of the lover. Born and raised in Morocco and Palestine, Ali Paris is an internationally recognized musician whose work on this rare instrument has led him to the Newport and Istanbul jazz festivals and the Obama White House. And in any other venue, he would be the star. But all the musicians play their part, and the ensemble is as tight as any that's played together for years. Perhaps the only thing that doesn't work in Lovesick is the show's title. While it may indicate the state of mind of the lead character, it does nothing to show what a beautiful and remarkable piece of theater this actually is. And while there is no obvious political context, the performers are American, Arab, and Israeli, a melting pot that shows how music and art can transcend politics to bring all of us together. Lovesick plays at Berkeley's Osher Studios through February 12th and at Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts from February 23rd to March 12th. For more information on Lovesick, you can go to jewishcircletheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.